So, do you want to come back to my place?
I met Sergio in Acapulco, where he had one of those sleek, modern-looking houses overlooking the bay. At one of his typical parties, I was talking to his latest girlfriend, Bonita, who had beautiful dark eyes and the kind of page boy haircut that you see more in Europe than America. Anyway, she said that Sergio was very discreet, but did divulge that he had played on the tour many years ago in Europe. And while he was known as a tennis bum, he did excel at the nightlife over there. After the day's matches, he rarely missed an opportunity to visit some quirky little lounge and sit in and play the congas with whatever combo was playing. Although his main attraction was the circle of girls that he traveled with, always young, sophisticated, and beautiful. They became a magnet wherever they went, and even though you might call Sergio handsome, there was something else about him that made people, especially women, want to be around him. Some kind of effortlessness. I don't know. Maybe that's what lounge is.